hip-hop songs that sampled Sabbath, which I was unaware there were of many of these.
I'm so excited about this.
Well, I'm not starting there.
Well, but of course you're not.
But,
settle down. Don't be excited.
Yeah, just chill out a little bit.
Wait for the deliciousness that's coming.
So anyway, I'm going to play some Sabbath stuff, and then if I run out of Sabbathy things, I might go back to leftover things from the week that was numbers that you didn't get.
I did get it. It was just in terms of time.
Yeah. Mm. Or names, because I've still got like another dozen Johnny songs.
Well, these guys are headed out to Benders.
I was trying to turn down the background music, and it's people ripping by on their choppers.
Yeah.
That was really a chopper.
That's the Benders community.
Yeah. All right.
Those guys.
Anyway, this is live on KEXP.
Of course it is. Oh, my God. Maldoror, you guys, he looked me in the eyes when he said KEXP. If you don't know what we're talking about, Maldoror has accused me of sabotaging. Sabotaging.
This is Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Tonight, and much. I know it's hard to rock out at noon, but thank you.
Discover great music at kexp.org.
Yeah. let your song, let your robe pat on foam.
Yes, Maldoror. I love a song whose time signature I can't figure out. I loved it.
The internet says it's in 12/8.
I hated it. I hated it.
I didn't write it down.
Shit. And I loved it.
So that was a band called Golga.
Golga?
G-O-N-G-A.
Got it.
And that's their version of Black Sabbath, the song Black Sabbath. However, they spell it Black Sabbath because doing vocals on that track is Beth Gibbons, who you may know from such bands as Portishead.
So cool. Yeah. That was so cool.
That's Beth Gibbons' cover of a Black Sabbath song.
It made the first 3 minutes tolerable, just knowing that that was Beth Gibbons. I'm sorry that the listeners didn't know that in advance. What a great, weird song. Boopity pop pop.
I lost the ability to speak for a second. We kick things off
radio.
With Sweet Leaf, live by KEXP by Brown Sabbath.
Did you love how they said, like, this is, you know, KEXP brings you the best of, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, fuck, man, we bring you the best of KEXP. That's what Radio Valencia does.
Middle song of the set, which I really liked, was Servant Savior by Isis. And it's not the Isis that's the... background music's got ideas of
yes,
its own.
Yes, Isis and Osiris.
There's a post-metal band called Isis that is, I think, way more popular and noted these days than the sort of soul band from the 70s. But that's a different Isis. Also, you can pick up that record for $3 on Discogs right now. I know, because I just did. That will be a feature of my next
DJ
set.
That was a cool set. I really appreciate the way you're keeping the energy up, with the exception of the first 3 minutes and 50 seconds of the last song. But other than that, Maldoror, you're doing such a great job carrying the show.
The next set is more energetic and more up your alley.
He's shaking his fingers at me. Look at these gesticulations. Inappropriate for radio.
It's more stuff that you're kind of into, but...
rap stuff?
It's all melanated.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more. Is this related to Black Sabbath still?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Here we are. And we're back in present time. Maldoror decides to join us on the radio show that is called The Cure to Catastrophe.
Sorry, I was going, do I have time to do the bullshit Maldoror watched this week segment? But I don't know if I watched it.
Rather than listen to my co-host in present time. No, this is great. This is good. This is a, yeah, it's a symptom of
live radio. It's fun because it's live. if you'd like to support Radio Valencia.
Which you should. Go to radiovalencia.fm. Find the bright blue PayPal button on the right-hand side. Go ahead and feel free to make a donation. We want to hold on to our studio space as long as possible. Help us out. Keep us in the arts corridor here. Make a donation. RadioValencia.fm. Smash the PayPal button. Be day drunken. Add a little extra.
You want to get crunk?
What's that? No, wait. Is that with the...
What?
Crunk?
Crunk.
No, but that's what, like, kids in the 90s?
I don't think this goes back... When it might go back to the 90s, it's actually. Like, crunk?
Is it just, like, cocaine and drunk?
I don't know.
Or is it like cough syrup? I felt like it was like cough syrup.
No, that's Slizzard. See, I'm down with the kids.
Or apparently you are.
No, but there's a kind of music called crunk.
Oh, the music.
Yes.
Not the state of inebriation. Yes. Apparently you are down with the kids.
Shall we get crunk with it?
Do you want to?
Yes.
Because that's how we do on Radio Valencia.
I'll explain the fucking samples later, Jesus Christ.
Won't you? It's going to be great.
Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Yeah! Yeah! There's a lot of fuck niggas in the club tonight. Fuck them. Fuck them. But it's going to be alright. Yeah! 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 Because me and my clique, we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck, nigga. Treat that. Let's go. Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. And I won't answer now. Who, what, where, when, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool. Now I'm getting on live, but that ain't my style. So who he gonna get and what he gonna do? Run up on me if you want to. Hot damn pressing his homie. Stand up in front of his mama. I'm up the floor with him. And I kick in the door and let the fuck go get him. I got fools that'll go get him. This for him and the fool and the dude that's running.
and the killers and the thugsters. They be fucking up the ballers and the dealers and the hustlers. Got me coming at you bogus in the VI while they bumpin' Lil Jon. I'm a rusher. It's a psycho nigga twister from Chicago. Rollin' with the Miami nigga, better crush him. We already be looking for drama. If a nigga try to get into it with us, then we gotta get him. Feelin' free from the torture that could never be you. I'm the penicillin, I'm telling you, trick up in the stillin'. Got me swinging Chrissy and Hennessy bottles in the club. And my thug homies come up for the Skrilla. Don't get it twisted with another nice celebrity. You better be scared of me in my city, I'm a killer. Script. I'm a player, you just a square. Once that Hennessy enemy, the whole industry is my enemy. You ain't no kin to me, a friend of me. Bitch, don't pretend to be. I'm strictly for the thugs. I'm for the street and straight out the hood. My ammo is ghetto and I don't even need to get for you. I'm straight out the county of day. 305, nigga, in my head. You ever come south for the border? First most moving, you don't get slaughtered.
That's the conscience, baby. That's the voice of your conscience. That's the voice of your conscience, baby. It's
we ain't going out like that. 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 baby, bam, be the red groove. Jungle Brothers, no competition and nothing to prove. Want me to be on your family tree, but you're all about yourself, but don't allow me to be. You see, I'm the kind of brother that gets up on the stage to get down for the people that came and paid. I throw on my uniform, but not to get pretty. Show no shame, feel no pity. You all showed up and I'm glad you came. Still the same person, everything's the same. Once again, I show towards you all due respect, but my main concern for now is keeping things in check. Yeah, hands in the air and everybody will sing as they hang on to my rhythm like the beats on my string.
Yeah. Yeah, that joint's real funky. Yo, check this one out.
My soul sings a funky song as the beat goes on and on. Another day gone. I'm still learning my right from wrong. The part is getting back as I turn up the bass. The meter's going crazy up and down like a seesaw. Taking off my crown to give my love a lot. Some rest, I won't stop myself, but I still got some time left. The sand breaks it down as everybody shakes the butt. Brothers getting happy, letting out the long and nothing. Hands in the air and everybody will sing.
Like the bees on my string. Yeah. Sing that song. Sing it.
You know what? Sisters on the side saying, get on, get on. Brothers everywhere saying, can't get enough of what I'm doing here. Well, the picture is painted. The message is clear here. The bees are the people. The string is the vibe. The vibe is what mentally connects the tribe. Once you get on it, you can't get off it. You fell off beat. Well, baby doll, you lost it. Maybe next time, maybe the next rhyme could be the next week or even the next beat. Makes you feel at home. Beats up against your dome. Find yourself inside an African syndrome. Found your culture. Brother, I told you. Black is beautiful. Green is powerful. You was afraid. That's why you stayed the way. The true blue brothers, they followed me anyway. I gave them alternatives. Found a new way to live. Something that's positive, which I thought was good to give. A whole lot of tribes of us feeling the vibes from us. Everybody's down. Nobody's riding us. Hands in the air and everybody will sing as they hang on to the rhythm like the beats on my string. Now everybody pump your fists as we proceed to leave this place. Step into a zone where there's no mind for color or face. Do what you're doing because the vibe ain't over yet. You learned a little something and I hope that you don't forget. The vibe has no color, just a cause and a tempo. Hold on tight because we can help if you let go. Children are the future, so let them lead the way. Carry our nation to a brighter and better day. Evil will be broken by Allah in due time. We will soon find out what is matter and what is not. Now hands in the air and together we sing as we see the pretty colors of the beats on the string.
98.9, the Austin Music Experience, having quite an experience in here with Brownout presents Brown Sabbath.
Turn them off. Turn them off. We've given KEXP more than enough airtime here.
I don't think that was actually KXP, but I wasn't listening.
Okay, as you don't. Listen, I want to say thank you so much for so many horns today, Maldor.
Yes, well, that answers
so
the question.
Fun.
The question of what would a Black Sabbath sound like if they were Chicago?
Well, okay, there's that.
I mean, Chicago when they were good, but for like those first record, maybe two.
The horns today, however, are persistent through the Black Sabbath exploration.
Right.
I love it.
So, where did we go on that? Oh, we'd already talked about Black Sabbath with Beth Gibbons. Gonga with Beth Gibbons. We kick things off with Let's Go by Trick Daddy, featuring Little John What? And Twista. We heard Rockstar by Z-Trip. That's the one that featured a gazillion fucking samples. We also heard I Ain't Going Out Like That by Cypress Hill, which
so great.
It has the harmonica bit in the beginning from The Wizard, which was accurately pointed out by one of our listeners, Clay Andrews. Thanks for noticing. Beads on the String features a sample of Beyond the Wall of Sleep. That was by the Jungle Brothers. So, yeah, those are hip-hop songs that are sampling the Black Sabbath. The
so
mighty Black
good.
Sabbath.
So good.
Yeah, and we ended up with Children of the Grave live on some other radio station.
Yeah, we did.
By Brown Sabbath. Which they have some actual vinyl records out. I should seek those, probably. Anyway, all of that was stuff that I heard from my friend Sasquatch Baracho's Sabbath Heavy, Sabbath Adjunct, and Doom Metal DJ gig at the Makeout Room, which was Thursday night. And I was like, hey, do you mind if I steal a bunch of this? And he's like, yeah, fuck, go for it. And I'm like, okay, cool. There's my Sunday show. Okay,
well
done.
Well done. Well done.
You know, you no one invents anything. You just absorb things and or steal them wholesale.
Stand on the shoulders of those that came before you, even if it was just last night.
It was Thursday.
Thursday, forgive me.
It was a while ago.
Okay. Yeah,
last night it was
a long while.
Last night I was DJing for Furry Night at the Willows.
Oh, God. Oh, Maldor. Okay, so
you have an aghast face.
Not aghast. I'm just, you know, were people dressed in costumes?
No, I think it's because we're in the height of San Francisco summer. Like, there was very few people in, I don't know, what do you call it, in uniform. There weren't even many tails and ears. Because normally, like in the dead of winter, we'll get people in full-on mascot regalia.
Tell me this. Aren't the tails...
I don't want to know where they go.
Aren't they butt plugs?
I don't want
Aren't
to know.
Aren't they?
Anyway, once a month, there's a furry night at the Foundry in South Market, which is like a block from the Willows. But it doesn't open until 9 or 10 or something. So people come to the furry community will come to the Willows on that night and have dinner beforehand and all, you know, hang out and play board games and I don't know, get their...
What do you do, scratch their necks? Do you like try to get some belly rubs in? Like, what do you?
I'm not scritching a furry.
How do you? The scritch is a different word. You have explained this to me off air. Scritch is not a scritch. Scritch is not a scritch scratch behind the ear.
Well, it starts that way.
It's a sexual act.
Yeah. Last night was. It's weird because you know they're all there for furry night, but they weren't wearing furry stuff. I mean, there were a few collars. Had a lot of, you know, hair colors.
I think collars are kind of hot.
Yeah, you mentioned that often. Have you ever read the gore books by...
As long as it's not actually attached to anything, I think collars are super hot. As long as you're free to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm bummed. We're actually...
still feel owned.
Well, I'm not bummed, but it turns out we're going to be out of town for the... Folsom Street Fair this year, but we have a DJ gig at the Willows on the Saturday of Folsom Street Fair, which is normally a really fun night. But yeah, we're going to be in Los Angeles.
Do you wear an outfit? And previous nights,
I wear clothing.
Yes, no, but I mean, aside from regular cargo pants and scrunchies, do you? Forgive me, statement T-shirts. The most important and defining factor of your.
I don't own any cargo pants.
I know, but it's still funny because nobody ever sees you, so that's what you sound like. I probably,
if you want to see cargo,
I actually wear cargo pants in this relationship. I'm the one. Okay,
if you want to see cargo pants, come to Furry Night. That's kind of the demographic. But they're all really nice, and it's like the busiest night of the month for the nights we DJ there.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all super cool.
Don't scritch.
Really into board gaming and hair color.
Do you guys put out litter boxes?
Oh, God.
Well, what do
people do? I think that's a Dory Alley thing.
Oh, God. It should also be like a Jesse Alley, a Stevenson Alley, an Atoma Alley. If you wanted to add litter boxes, City of San Francisco,
oh, God.
We highly recommend it.
What was that alley I walked up that... Sorry? Is this important while we're on the air?
There's an item. Is it alive?
Is it a rat?
We don't know.
Okay, well, there's something in the studio.
There's life out here!
All right, well, we're going to continue with the mic break. Oh, crap. I didn't queue up anything good. You're going to hate what I play next.
Big surprise. We equally hate what each other... No, listen. Your whole sets have carried us this entire show, and I told
you, Maldor...
I'm
going to fix that.
Listen, maybe I should show up short more often, because I just feel like every time I do, you've totally come through. You played some terrific sets. You carried the energy super high.
That's nice of you to say, because I didn't think you were going to be here at all.
No, so otherwise you generally fail. Like, when I'm here and prepared...
Because it's hard to come back from Billie Jean.
It's not my fault that you hang out in places with terrible people that play that on the regular. That's not my fault.
Hey, if you are listening and you are headed to the Mission Bar, let us know if there's bread.
Yeah, we miss
or Jeff.
Yeah, mostly
Jeff, most importantly, but also bread.
Maldor, we see where your
fresh
alliances
bread.
Lie. Right. We really care about Jeff. Anyway, he's the regular bartender down there at the Mission Bar holding court every day. Or used to be.
Yeah, used
every
to be
Sunday,
the Sunday bartender.
That we were off. Yeah,
but he was out for back surgery. It's been like 2 months, and we're not sure he's ever going to come back.
That's all right. Jeff. If you're out there, Jeff.
All right.
Jeff.
I'm going to play a song.
Oh, good. That's what the show is for.
It's called...
Oh,
it's about Irish people.
Is it whaling?
It's called Patty and the Whale.
Mm-hmm.
On Radio Valencia.
Oh, .fm. Fuck.
Paddy Maloney left Ireland in glee. He had a strange notion to sail the Ross Sea. He shipped in a whale catcher, South Georgia bound, and the way that she pitched made his head go around.
Had a war in tarpaulin, happening and on.
Well, Paddy had never been whaling before. It made his heart leap when he heard the loud roar. As the lookout, he cried that a whale he had spied. Begod, says poor Pat, I'll be it by and by.
Catawalling, tarpaulin, harpooning and all.
Now Paddy ran forward and reached for the mast. He caught it, a gripper, and there he held fast. The boat gave a tip when poor Pat lost his grip, and in the whale's belly the silly fool slipped.
Catawalling, tarpaulin, happening and all.
Whale's belly 6 months and a day, till one morning billock to its throat he made way. The whale gave a whoosh, boys, and then she did blow, and a mile in the air went old Paddy Maloney.
Catawalling, tarpaulin, happening and all.
Paddy got spat out quite safe on the shore. He swears he'll not go to sea anymore. And the next time he follows a venturesome notion, it'll be when the railway runs over the ocean.
Catawalling, tarpaulin, happening and all.
Thank you. chicken, the smoking a was.
Lines in the history of television.
It's all Greg Daniels, and I just was a vessel. I wish there was some way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them. It is such a poignant reminder that you're always in them, to just take stock. Because this moment might be some serious good old days.
Yeah, and those 9 years were, 100%.
Sure.
And that's one of my great regrets in life. I know I have few regrets. I've made a ton of mistakes, but few regrets. Up here, I knew this was a great gig. I'm like, these people are amazing. The scripts are incredible. People, audiences love the show. It's very funny. It's very smart. I get to play this incredible, memorable character. I knew
beloved.
Beloved, iconic character.
Come on. Dwight Schrute is a legend.
Andy Bernard.
Well.
Iconic. I knew it. Up here, I knew it cerebrally, but I really wish I had just spent more time just being like, this is it. It just doesn't get better than this. As I was going back, I was remembering how much we improvised the Cornell stuff.
Yeah.
And we had so much stuff of you hitting me with the Prius and stuff, and we just would just kind of go, and these scenes are classic. If I could have just kind of like...
But what would that have looked like? Like, what would you have done or felt different?
More gratitude. You're incredible.
More gratitude, Maldoror.
So we should enjoy the things we have while we have them?
And just realize that the good days, as we see them or feel them, they actually are upon us. The good old days, they're today. It's today.
It's not going to get any better.
That's not the right way to put it. Okay, that's 100% the wrong way to put it.
Yeah, I like your optimism.
You're a terrific counterpoint. I appreciate you, too.
Yeah. I'm going to get out of here. It's time for Cheap Hooch.
Let's move aside. And thank you guys so much for being with us, not only today, but through the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Where I continuously improve Maldoror's curated catastrophe.
And we're doing stuff. We've gotten back to bands with, or songs with names. That was Patty and the Whale, Johnny Rael. And this is... Young Men, which has too many names in it to list.
Okay, we won't see you at the Elks Lodge. We won't be there. Stay tuned for Cheap Hooch, coming up next. Radio Valencia.
Hello.